Florence and the Machine, Hunger here on Today FM. Also, before that, we had Niall Horan with On the Loose. It is Fergal Darcy with you all the way through the afternoon. Hello, how are you? Are you well? To get in contact today, 087-4100-102, or you can tweet at Ferg Darcy. There's some strange things that happen around the world. The world, believe it or believe it not, ladies and gentlemen, is in fact a very peculiar place. In China, they've started to hold bizarre toe wrestling competitions. And this is to stop swimmers from getting cramps, because, you know, getting a cramp in a swimming pool can be a very dangerous thing. It's a case of putting your best foot forward, in this for contestants that want to do this toe wrestling thing. Apparently dozens of contestants roll up to this toe-to-toe competition in a water park in China. More than 80 participants, including children, fought harder than ever to win this unusual and smelly contest. Yeah. Even on the China news, this has been everywhere. They've basically said that this is the best way to avoid getting cramps, and there's a massive prize offered for it as well. Toe wrestling, of all things. I mean, just think of the practicality of it. Roll up your pants, get your foot out there, lock digits, small, fat, smelly digits, with other people. What if somebody is, well, I don't even like thinking about it. However, I did have a little nap after I read this story last night, and something came into my mind. What if we were to have unusual competitions here in Ireland?
Irish Alternative Olympics. Stand tall for the Stag Turfathon.
I love midges, bite me, and the dank smell of Sprite. Oh, Jesus, me back.
Indulge in the Ironman.
5 minutes, no Geraldine, I'll have the crease out of this bastard.
Oh, take your time, Tony, no bother.
Get serious with Shano Salas Slaps.
Last night as I lay out, I made my mark on your face, you bitch.
Tear it asunder in the tractor triathlon.
Lunge! Drain! Water! Water! More land! More land!
And the ultimate challenge. You have to lift her to shift her.
No!
The first competition since the GAA where a score is worth 3 points.
Oh, you get none.
Hi.
3 more from me, Shamey. I'll ding-dong tonight.
The Irish Alternative Olympics. Brought to you by AME Sports.
No. Please, don't ring my mother. She doesn't need to know anything about this.
Yeah. My mind goes to very strange places at times. 087-4100-102 to get in contact today. I can tell you this. Already I've got a text in from a guy called Declan who said that apparently in Finland since 1992 they have a wife-carrying competition. It's called the Wife-Carrying World Championship, Ferg, and it's a sport where the male competitors race each other whilst carrying their female teammate. The objective is for the male to carry the female through a special obstacle course in the fastest time. Yeah. There is a couple of different ways too as well of doing it. There's the piggyback, there's the fireman's carry, and an Estonian-style carry where the wife hangs upside down with her legs around her husband's shoulder, holding onto his waist. Sign me up.
No, I turned wrong.
A fabulous Sean Newman there. Love me again on Today FM. To get in contact today, 087-4100-102. We're talking about weird competitions you have seen in your locality or abroad, or ones that you would like to see. Don't be shy. Do get in contact. Quite a few people already sending in their messages about things that they would like to see when it comes to mad competitions. Our one, of course, was the Alternative Irish Olympics. You can check that out online. Yeah, what would you do? Stack and turf. You've got a lifter to shift. All this kind of weird stuff. You made my son Tommy Dillon's day there when you played Pokemon. Well, consider it made. Consider it done. Baz has got in contact. I entered a toe wrestling competition. I was very good. I nailed it. Hey! Ayo! Could we have a spice bag eating competition? I think I'd win hands down. I'd had 3 already this week. You see, yeah, I don't know. Would it be sporting not to do a spice bag competition? That's more of a kind of a iron stomach competition, really, isn't it? See how long you go. I think a competition a lot of Irish people would be good at is making an Irish exit. Whoever manages to make the most subtle exit wins. Yes!
This winter, if you do one thing, it's make an Irish exit. Go and meet people, have the crack, and then leave.
That's the end of them, really, pretty much, I'd say so. Picture this! Kiss When We Were Young here on Today FM. My mates from Saba have got in contact from Saba to Go, and they've basically said, "Here, whoa, yum, yum, yum. Who said a spice bag eating competition? Okay, maybe actually, I might throw that in there. That might be a good, honest to Jesus Irish competition." And the guys from Saba, they're giving it a thumbs up. Well, I'm there with them. I'm there with them, 100%. We're talking about strange competitions from all over the world. Some interesting ones here. Ferg, there's a scarecrow festival in Durrow in Laois. It's mad to drive through the town. Scarecrows coming out windows, hanging out of lampposts, etc. I think you get a prize for it too, for the best scarecrow. Interesting. I went to a matchmaking festival in Listowel a few years ago. Willie Daly, the great matchmaker festival. What a character he is too. In County Clare, Manny's the time I was down there. It's a great crack altogether. A load of singles on the lash together. You can't go wrong. In a way, it's the biggest competition of them all. Isn't it? Isn't it? What about the National Poultry Race down in Carlingford? A load of chickens racing against each other. It's a strange competition. We used to have one of those at the Bannister Horse Fair called the Duck Derby, where a load of ducks were thrown into the river Suck. You'd have to wait until they come round. Of course, the river wasn't really flowing one time. We just had to stand there for hours and wait. Lie watching. Ferg, there's a place called East Dublin in Georgia. I went there a few years ago because I didn't think there was could be any place like Dublin in the world. It turns out that the rednecks down there are just like people from Ireland. They have a competition called Bobbin for Pig's Feet. It started in 1996 for charity, but now it's in their annual Summer Olympics. Over 5,000 people go bobbin for pig's feet, or as we know them here in Ireland, crew beans. Right. Okay, I'm telling you what, I'm feeling good mood. I don't want to talk any more about bobbing for pig's feet. I think it's time that we bang the living bejesus out of it. Crank up your radio. Here it comes.
Fergal Darcy. Today FM.